Well, as we've been discussing this morning, we're heading into the final days of the French presidential campaign. On Sunday, the far-right National Front candidate, Marine Le Pen, will face off against the centrist Emmanuel Macron and his En Marche movement in the final decisive round of voting. It's the first time in modern French history that two candidates from non-mainstream parties have made it through to the final decisive round. As such, this election is attracting huge interest from voters, not just in France, but around the world. French citizens living in Australia are keen to exercise their right to vote. The numbers of ballots cast here in the first round of voting last month was up 50% since the last election in 2012. And the French Embassy in Australia is expecting an equally large turnout for this final round of voting on Sunday. That's despite the fact that voting is not compulsory for the French. Hélène Hoffman reports.
Oui, il y aura la peur parfois, peut-être qu'il s'installe le doute. Mais à chaque instant, posez-vous la question de notre responsabilité immense. C'est celle de toute une génération.
That's the French presidential hopeful Emmanuel Macron addressing a rally of his supporters in London last February. At the time, Macron was yet to emerge as a frontrunner. And this trip to the British capital was part of a broader campaign to find favour with expatriates. It's an unconventional strategy for a French presidential candidate, but one that seems to have garnered some success. Up to 7% of the support for Macron's movement En Marche, or Moving Forward, is overseas. That adds up to over 450 committees, including three in Australia. Monica Esprit is with En Marche Sydney.
So you have En Marche Sydney, you have En Marche Brisbane, En Marche Melbourne. We have been doing for the last year or so, on a fortnightly basis here in Sydney, as an example, workshops. And those workshops were clearly destined to contribute to the program. After the meeting, we were consolidating the insights and providing them back to Paris. And Paris then was consolidating them across the 3,100 committees who are present in France and everywhere in the world to really get a combined and consolidated thinking behind the needs or what the French people living abroad or on our territory think.
Interestingly, 43% of French voters in Australia chose Macron in the first round of the election last month. That's significantly greater than the 24% he finished with overall. His closest contender, and the other candidate to get through to the second round runoff, was the far-right Front National candidate Marine Le Pen. The final count saw her secure over 21% of the overall vote. Yet, in Australia, she got just 11%, with her best results coming out of Adelaide and Brisbane. It's the first time in modern French history that the country's two main parties, the ruling Socialist Party and the UMP, have crashed out in the first round. And while the French in Australia voted very differently to those back home, the turnout was also remarkable. As Nicolas Croiser, France's Consul General in Sydney, explains.
Our statistics reveal a voter participation rate of just under 50%, which is very high. The figures indicate that there was a significant increase of 57% in voter participation from the previous election, 2012.
There are 15,000 French people who are eligible to vote in Australia. And not only was the percentage that turned out markedly higher than for the previous election, it was also higher than the percentage that turned out at other overseas polling stations. Nicolas Croiser again.
For this election, the number of people that have voted was 559,000, which means 44% of the people. And in Australia, the turnout almost 50%. So French in Australia has turned up very highly for the first round.
Altogether, there are 1.2 million eligible French voters overseas. That's out of a total of 47 million registered voters. But Marie Salbert from the University of Melbourne says even a small number of votes could help a candidate secure victory.
Knowing that how much Emmanuel Macron got from abroad as vote this time, for him, it may seem that it's going to be important. If the two candidates in the second round are very close in the number of votes, maybe the vote from abroad are going to be crucial.
However, Marie Zelbert says that when it comes to seeking out votes overseas, the Front National has not been as proactive as the En Marche movement. She also says that while Macron's socially liberal, pro-EU and pro-business policies seem to appeal to French people in Australia, Marine Le Pen and the Front National's platform is a harder sell.
Well, it seems like Le Pen that has decided that actually the voters which are living abroad are not that important, so much so that actually they haven't dedicated any kind of resources to try to target them. I would say that actually the kind of political agenda that Marine Le Pen has fits very well people living in France. She's talking about the economic impact of the policies. She's talking about the impact of globalization in France. She's talking about getting out of the European Union. And all those subjects are suited particularly for people living in France. As, for instance, if we're talking about people living in Australia, all those issues are not very important for us.
The Front National may not have any official representation in Australia, but Bianca Hénin, the party's local secretary in New Caledonia, says there's plenty about Marine Le Pen's platform that could appeal to French people living here.
I think this is about securing France's future, wherever the voters are, across the world, including in Australia. If people want France to leave the European Union, as Marine Le Pen is requesting, because it's a sinkhole for France, if they want France to take back its national, financial and social sovereignty, these people will find they must vote for Marine Le Pen next Sunday in the second round.
Of course, the battle isn't over yet. In the latest polls, Macron remains in front. But late last week, his popularity dipped below 60% for the first time since mid-March, putting Marine Le Pen at 41%. What remains to be seen is whether that will change again between now and the second round vote on Sunday, and how much French voters in Australia will contribute to the final result.
That report from Hélène Hoffmann.